Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our 40th year of high school hockey here on WOGO. And this season, it's ladies first as the CFM Sabres host the Arrowhead Warhawks here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Glad to have you along. I'm Greg Stewart, and to my left is Connie Feeney, the captain at UW Eau Claire for 4 years and kind of a pioneer of girls hockey here in Chippewa Falls. And Connie, great to have you on board again.
Thank you. Great to be back again. I'm excited for hockey season to be back.
Me too. Yes. Me too. So we have the opening stanza of the hockey season for the girls here, and they're going to face Arrowhead, a team that comes in here from the southeast part of the country. Very similar squads as far as records last year. CFM at 12-12 and Arrowhead at 13-12. So both teams just kind of in the middle of their conferences.
Yeah, very comparable squads. You know, you look at the skill set that they're having here at warmups. I haven't seen Arrowhead play last year, and so this is a first look at them this year. They're looking like a good, formidable opponent.
Arrowhead's a co-op team as well. They have the Arrowhead, Heartland Arrowhead, which, by the way, the football team's playing for a championship. I think right now at Camp Randall, their game was set to kick off about 4:30. They have 6 football titles. I think this is their 14th appearance at state, so they are a powerhouse in football. Not necessarily in hockey, girls hockey, but it's a growing program, just like CFM. And so they've got Arrowhead High School, Hamilton, Kettle Moraine, Oconomowoc, and Waterford are the teams in the co-op. And, of course, for CFM, it's Chippewa Falls High School, Chippewa Falls McDonald, McDonald Central, and Menominee teaming up for their team as well. So this is the first time in 4 years that the same coach is coaching the team. So they got some familiar faces as far as coaching staff is concerned. Hall of Famer Michaela Hogan, she'll be up here pretty soon. This is her second campaign as head coach of the team.
Yeah, I mean, Michaela Hogan brings so much knowledge and excellent coaching to the team. It's the girls' program is absolutely blessed to have her on the bench and, you know, dedicating her time to the group. And, you know, she's been great just building the numbers, the youth level for a number of years, helping out with the goal program, and now she's coaching those same kids here at high school.
And one thing you're going to know for sure with a Michaela Hogan coach team, they're not going to quit. They're going to work hard.
There are expectations to work hard and to never quit. Go hard every shift, or you'll be hearing about it.
Yeah,
you know, and rightfully so. This is a varsity sport. You're expected to win.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of a mini. Now, all four teams are not playing here, but Eau Claire Stars involved. They're playing Brookfield tonight in Eau Claire, and then we'll swap opponents here. Arrowhead goes down there tomorrow afternoon. Brookfield comes here for a 1 o'clock puck drop, 12:40 on the air tomorrow. So that's kind of fun, you know, these early games, non-conference games. You get a sense of how your team's going to come together, and it's just a very kind of relaxed time,
yeah,
isn't it?
A little less pressure. You're not starting out right away against a BRC, you know, opponent. So you can kind of get your feet wet. You know, CFM, they have 12 or 13 freshmen coming in, and so the number of them are on the varsity squad. They want to make sure that they can get some varsity experience before they're getting to a conference showdown.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's a nice way to see how you compare to other teams. You know, you're going to see how the Stars fared, and then, you know, how we fared against the same opponents right away. And then you can kind of compare it to the other side of the state. It's like, we played those teams and get a general idea. Obviously, it's a long season. Things change by the end of it, but... Baseline.
Three seniors on CFM.
Yes.
Three juniors. This is a very young team. 3 juniors, 10 sophomores, and 12 freshmen.
Yes.
On the squad from JV to varsity.
Yeah. The mountain of the team is that sophomore and freshman, but the sophomores, you know, squad, they bring back Avery Lindstrom and Allison Ju.
Yeah,
and
terrific
that is
scores.
Their offensive scoring power. Absolutely. I think
I'll
they
say,
both had
dynamic
40 points.
Duo.
Yes, absolutely. So there's going to be some pressure on them, but, you know, pressure is a privilege, so they've earned it, that privilege, last season, and now everyone knows their names.
Yeah, absolutely. Avery with 41 points, Ju with 34. They were the dominant scorers on the team last year.
Absolutely, and I think this year they're on a line with one of the freshmen, so she's going to be getting, you know, a good experience of watching two really great playmakers moving that puck over there.
Yeah, and back on D, you got Riley Biskin, who's a senior now. It's hard to believe she's a senior already. By the way, I want to do a shout out to Becca Biskin out in Vocaville, California. Grandma and Grandpa out there, that she said, we're going to be watching the game and listening to it here tonight. So hi, Becca and Grandpa as well out there, and hopefully we can get you a win here. But she's a real solid defenseman.
Absolutely. Just a solid defenseman, makes great plays. She makes it look effortless. You know, she's out there and just, you know, looking like she's casual, but she's going hard all the time, and she's doing a really great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she was the first team All-BRC last year. So they've got some really solid players on the CFM team. Let's talk about it with the coach. Michaela Hogan's up here on our pregame show tonight on WOGO and YouTube TV. And, Coach, first game of the year, second season for you. How do you feel?
Yeah, first let's start by saying 40th season for you. Yeah. Congrats on being the voice of the Cards that long. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I very much appreciate the, like, genuine, you know, wholehearted way you've done the girls' games.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we have this.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate following your teams. And like I said to Connie, one thing about your teams, you know they're going to not stop working.
Yeah.
They're going to play three periods of hockey.
Yes, that is the goal. After every game, when the coach comes up and says, you worked hard, you're disciplined, that's the dream. We heard it a lot last year. And we hope to hear the same thing this year.
Well, you got a very young team here. You got some players back, a couple of terrific sophomore players in Zhu and Lindstrom. But, you know, some young players you're feeding in here, too. Tell us about your team this year.
Yeah, I mean, we return a lot of our core, right? We return our starting goaltender, cornerstones at D, our leading scorers. So that's great. And then we fill the gaps with some freshmen coming up. Kinsley Cody on the blue line is going to be huge for us. Big, strong kid, shoots the puck hard. We expect a lot out of her. And then Libby and Brooke up top, two forwards. Brooke's actually a defenseman that we're converting into a forward, so there might be a learning curve there, but they're ready, they're eager to learn, and, you know, we expect big things from them.
Yeah, Brooke Grobold will be up on that first line as a freshman, teamed up with Lindstrom and Zhu, so that should be a pretty dynamic line there.
Yeah, we need them to put the puck in the net.
Absolutely. How about Arrowhead? Connie and I were talking about just the early tournament here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun. There's not as much pressure in an early tournament, but you get a chance to see your girls here and your team.
Yeah, it's tough to wait till Thanksgiving week to start playing games. Then you have a big break, and then we hit conference right after that. So this year we took a little different approach to try to get some, I don't want to call it not important games, but they're not conference games, they're not sectional games, in early, so we can get that confidence up, see what our team is like, and kind of spread things out too towards the end of the year when you're not getting games in early. You're playing five games in a week towards the end of the season, which is painful, especially when you're fatigued, start to get sick, bad things happen, and then you're kind of out of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with that shorter bench that you guys have at CFM. You know, you're running two lines. Where I watched Arrowhead warm up, they have at least three lines deep. And this is actually the biggest roster that CFM's had. So how did you as a coach help manage that and help the girls stay motivated shift after shift if they start getting worn?
Ice time is great. You should want to play more. More ice time, more chances to score, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hockey's fun. That's why we play. So just remind them that more ice time is only going to be better for them and their career, and I guess their stat line at the end of the day, if that's what they care about. But
sure.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they do.
That's part of it.
Yeah,
that is. Can't score if you're not on the ice.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best, and this is going to be a lot of fun to kick off the season here this pre-Thanksgiving week with these two games.
Yeah, we're excited. We're ready to go. The girls have been talking about it all week. We're like eight practices in, but we're ready to go.
Okay, go get them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Michaela Hogan, in her second season as head coach of this program and the Chi-Hi Hall of Fame and state tournament competitor as well. Sabres, again, at 12-12 overall last year. Arrowhead, the team that they're facing tonight, at 13-12 in last season's play. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more. This is our pregame show. It is CFM against Arrowhead tonight in girls hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, Greg Stewart and Connie Feeney with you. Our radio producer is Zach Wycheck, and Sam Aberle, our TV producer, the grip here tonight. But we've got a lot of help. Gavin Bovee here as well, and Carter Jaeger on the TV side as well. You can see us subscribe to our TV channel, WOGO Sports, on YouTube. And Connie, it's time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think of this first game of the season?
Well, I think you just said it, first game of the season. That, you know, the girls are going to have to come out, calm their nerves, you know, settle in, especially those freshmen. They're going to have a lot of nerves the first few shifts until they settle in. But they're here for a reason. You know, they've been picked to be on the varsity squad, and they absolutely look like they belong in warm-up, so it'd be great to see them find their role. And then, you know, because we have a short bench, we have to have short shifts. They have to be really, you know, quick, effective, get out there, get off, and then, you know, re-energize and go back out, especially when you look at Arrowhead having at least three lines out there that all look pretty comparable to each other.
Yeah, that can tell in the third period if you don't get off in time and get that needed break to get your legs rested a bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Between shifts.
Yep. But, you know, I fully expect that our goaltending and our defense will be solid for CFM. You know, we have a great goaltender back there.
As a senior Audrey Dunn.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She did very well last year. Honorable mention, I believe, for the conference.
Exactly.
Really did a great job, you know, first year varsity starter as a junior.
Yeah, and that's where it starts. If the goaltending is suspect, then it's going to be a suspect season. So.
Right, exactly. So, you know, CFM has been blessed to have good goaltenders, and Aubrey's, you know, filling in that role nicely, and, you know, it's a great senior year for her, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So those are Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Here's our goalie matchup, by the way, tonight. Aubrey Dowd for CFM. Honorable mention, as we told you from the BRC standpoint last year, 12-11 record, 2.62 goals against average, and a .901 save percentage. And she'll be opposed by the junior, Kennedy Bostrom. She actually goes to Kettle Moraine High School with his co-op. She was 7-9, 2.79 goals against last year, .899 save percentage. A player that, as a freshman, played on the junior Admirals and then decided to play high school hockey again for Arrowhead. So her coach, Jackie Little, in her fifth year now as head coach, said she is really the key for her team. Her goaltender, Kennedy Bostrom, so we'll get a chance to see how she does out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like, you know, Coach Hogan, I think, said you have a solid goaltender. That was you, too. You know, it does help.
Right.
It helps, absolutely. You know, it's a very stressful position.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
as a goaltender's mom.
Yes, absolutely. You watch it. You know, if they have an off play, off game, that impacts the entire thing. Whereas,
right.
You know, a skater may not be that impactful.
Yeah, you bet. So those are the goalies for tonight's game. And, by the way, Jackie Little, the head coach for Arrowhead, went to Culver in Indianapolis, big hockey school, nationally known, and then went on to play at the University of Maine and has been in the program at Arrowhead for 8 years and 5 years as the head coach. Our officials tonight, Lee Darrow and Dashiell Mann, are the referees, and Tim Bowman is the linesman. As we kick up hockey again for a brand new season, we'll have girls games today and tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock with Brookfield here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our airtime for the pregame show is 12:40. And then the Cards boys next weekend, Friday and Saturday, as they play kind of a little mini tournament, so to speak.
Yeah, they kick off their season next weekend. I'm sure the deer hunters are excited that it wasn't this weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there could have been a revolt.
Yeah, that, I know. It would have been a sparse crowd probably, at least for the guys.
Absolutely.
Here at the arena. Well, the teams are out, and Chippewa CFM, Chippewa McDonald, and Chi-High Menominee at the other end of the south end of the barn here, and looking for Arrowhead. Well, at least one of the teams is out. CFM waiting for Arrowhead to hit the ice as they come out of the locker room here tonight. Arrowhead and CFM to open up the season here. And by the way, congrats to the Chippewa Hockey Association here. They've got brand new equipment here, just stunning equipment that's helping to make the ice here. It was kind of wearing out after many, many years of service, and they've updated, and it's just been a beautiful update. You're going to save a lot of money when it comes to the costs, electrical costs of that equipment, keeping good ice here. And good ice is what this rink, Connie, is really known for.
Absolutely. Always known for hard, fast, you know, ice here in Chippewa Falls. And last year, we kind of lost that reputation when there was a lot of nets coming off end
right.
of the year. You know,
some
the
soft ice
soft
out there.
Soft ice, yeah, but the new cooling system's in, and we're ready to go.
Okay, Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight with the starting lineups.
The defenseman, number 16, Ray Love. And number 17, Quinn Helverson. The center, number 9, Rowan Smith. And the wings, number 6, Paxton Showers. And number 8, Ava McGinley. And the rest of the Warhawks, along with their head coach, Jackie Little, and assistant coaches Brandon Carter, Jared Showers, and Jenny Adams. And now, introducing the starting line for the Sabres, in goal, number 30, Aubrey Dowd. The defenseman, number 8, Riley Biskin. And number 10, Taylor Geisler. The center, number 2, Avery Lindstrom. And the wings, number 16, Allison Zhu. And number 25, Brooke Broval. and the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Michaela Hogan, and assistant coach, Ryan Coe.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for tonight's game, and we'll be back with the drop of the puck here at the Chippewa Ice Arena at CFM and Arrowhead on WOGO and YouTube TV.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Abes. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We are ready for high school hockey 25-26 season. It's CFM and Arrowhead. Jules Lindy and Brobold up front for CFM. And defensively, it's Biskin and Geisler. And it's going to be McGinley, Smith, and Showers. The front line, first line for Jackie Little's Arrowhead Warhawks. And Lahr and Halverson, the defenders. And we have an icing call right away on Arrowhead, the Warhawks. And we're going.
CFM won the faceoff, and Arrowhead, you know, regained control and iced it. So we'll take that down their zone.
Here is Lindstrom against Smith right now. Left wing circle. This one back to the wall right along the yellow stripe, and it's going to be swept in back of the goaltender by the Warhawks. They try to chase it down to the right wing corner. Now it comes up high in the zone. It'll be taken there by Zhu. She moves in. Low slot. Toys a wrist shot.
Right there.
Rebound try. Oh, she's digging for it, and the goaltender, Bostrom, finally grabs that puck, hauls it in, smothers it, but boy, nice work by Zhu on that one.
Absolutely. I can't believe they didn't, you know, bury that one for CFM. There was an excellent scoring opportunity. You know, you don't ever want to be the opposition seeing Allison skating down the middle like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. She was relentless, just kept pounding the rock at the goaltender, but good job by Bostrom.
Excellent
to keep
saves.
It behind yeah. from behind her back. Here we go again. Face off one by CFM, but it's going to be grabbed out of the corner by Arrowhead. Now loose about 6 feet inside the Arrowhead zone. It pops back out on the center stripe, and it's going to be backhauled into the right wing corner by CFM. They try to chase it down, can't get there in the left wing corner. Now it rolls around back to Biskin. She'll backhand one into the left wing elbow, and a crowd starts to develop in back of Bostrom. And this one slides up to Riley. Tries to set her one up. It's kicked aside by Arrowhead. And it's going to be picked up by the Warhawks. They'll dump this one in left wing corner. Just about a minute and a half, near 2 minutes into the first period. And no score. By the way, the JV team beat Arrowhead tonight 6-4 in the earlier matchup. And tomorrow it is going to be Brookfield here with the JV team and the varsity. 1 o'clock puck drop for that varsity game here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And we'll be on the air at 12:40 for our pregame show. Now it's scrum in the right wing corner of the CFM zone. This one dug out, back to the point. Wrist shot there by Basic. She's a fifth defenseman, but getting some work on that blue line. She'll wheel and deal back to her own blue line and try to set up the rush into the zone. Now it comes right across the blue stripe and dumped in the right wing corner and taken there by Arrowhead. They try to send a centering pass. That one kicked aside by the Sabres. And this one comes loose out at neutral ice. Now it's going to be picked up by Provold. She is a freshman. She dangles. Now the drop pass. And it comes back for Riley Biskin. One-timer in the high slot. Again, swallowed up by the goaltender Bostrom. They got some traffic in front of her, but some pretty good quality shots so far for CFM.
Absolutely. Some good scoring opportunities, some nice passing. You're clearly communicating out there when you're making those backhanded passes.
Now the drop, and they're going to redo it. As Lee Darrow saw somebody try to cheat in a little bit.
Little Arrowhead had to switch the center.
Yep. So now it's going to be the Cards with the win off a draw in the offensive zone. Now it's plucked off the stick, and Arrowhead's got it as they dangle inside their own zone and work it out to neutral. Here comes Arrowhead across the line, and they'll drop this one right wing corner. And a chase develops right there. Lindstrom gets back on in the back check, and she's going to wheel it up to the blue line, but kicked around right there. And Riley Biskin saw it come right on her tape, and she's going to bank it off the wall and
penalty
into the zone. But a delayed call right here on CFM. The whistle coming as soon as they touch, and here it is, a slash call. And this one is going to go against Riley Biskin. So she'll sit for two here, and we get our first power play of the season. And this one's going to go to Arrowhead.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think, you know, sometimes you got to hold on to your stick when you're playing against, you know, a high school sport, varsity level. A little tap shouldn't cause your stick to fly out of your glove.
Last year, Arrowhead had 14.6% in the power play. So they weren't exactly scintillating on the man advantage. We'll see how they do this year. This one angled off the boards. Nice clear by the Sabres. Pisher got to the puck and dumped it deep. So the Warheads set it up again, and here they come. Lead pass right there onto the stick of Quinn Alverson. She had it poked off her stick for a moment, stayed in the zone, and that's where they set it up. Now CFM trying to disrupt the Warhawks as they get ready for the power play right here. Now it comes up on top, and a shot. Oh, it went over the left shoulder of Aubrey Dowd.
I don't think Aubrey had a good look at that from, you know, there's a lot of traffic in front of her, because typically that's a save that Aubrey's going to make every day. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Emily Van Son, a sophomore, with the goal here, a power play goal in the first period. And that one was at 3:52 of the first. And first goal of the season for Arrowhead goes to Emily Van Son, the defenseman, who just inched her way down in the low slot between the wheels and pulled the trigger on a shot. Smith will get the assist, number 9, Rowan Smith, and it is a 1-0 Arrowhead lead here tonight early on. Puck now back out to neutral ice off the drop, and we've got a stoppage of play right here.
Either offside or the puck went over the bench.
Puck maybe went over the bench, yeah.
Yeah.
12:38 left to go. Now, the best shots of that early on in this period have gone to CFM, have been for CFM, but, hey, the power play pays off for
yes.
Arrowhead.
Yep, you know, that's how it goes. You know, Aubrey doesn't get a shot for, you know, several minutes, and then her first one is, you know, one that she didn't get a good look at. Just how it goes, but I, yep. you know, CFM's going to come back here.
I'm sure she'll settle down here. Shots are 4-1 in favor of the home team, but they trail 1-0 as the puck slides into the left wing corner in the CFM D zone. Here's a shot on net. Plenty of room to see that one for Dowd. Off the shot by Larr, the defenseman Ray Larr, a junior. And she's one of the assistant captains. So the stop made by Dowd. Face off just to her stick side now. To her left. And here we go. Puck angled back into the left wing corner. Dug off the wall. Here's CFM. Now this one slips off the stick of Lindstrom in the low slot. And here we got a chance. This is Ju. Ju beats the knee, moves in, and shoots and scores.
Allison
Ju. Beautiful deke on the goaltender.
Yeah.
And it's 1-1.
She got that goaltender to bite early and open net just for her to tap it right on in. Excellent job. Heads up hockey. She had a plan.
Boy, she can burn, can't she?
She is fast. Absolutely.
Man, oh, man. Allison Ju.
Tie game.
Even strength goal here in the first. At 5:09 of the first period, Ju. We'll see who gets the assist on that one. The outlet pass, and
I think it was a D.
Might have been. They're going to give her an unassisted goal on that one. And the puck is, we're back to action in the CFM zone. So we're all tied up at one apiece here. And the puck loose in the slot. It's going to be picked up by Libby Wench. She's a freshman, a newcomer to the team. She's going to get a lot of playing time this year. Wench works it up the ice out to neutral, but quickly brought back in by Arrowhead. This is Evelyn Pischer. Pischer now lays it off to the right side for Brovold, whose brother Drew will see here next weekend, the goaltender for the Chi-High boys team. Bounces back out to center ice and pinched on the wall on the far side by Wench. Got in between the puck and the Arrowhead player, and now it's squeezed off the dasher and back just a few feet inside the CFM zone. 10:50 left to go, first period. Shot 6-2 in favor of CFM. We're all tied at one apiece as the rock floats into the right wing corner in the Sabres D zone. Now they'll peel it off the wall, and here they come. On the near side is Lindstrom. First team all Ooh. Conference, and oh, she had a riser. Nearly beat the goaltender. I don't think Bostrom even saw that one. It was so quick.
She has got a
stick.
Quick release. Yeah. I have heard that from a goaltender on the team.
Oh, man, that was a beautiful shot. Just over the crossbar on that one as the puck flops back out to neutral.
Riley.
Here's Riley Biscuit. Biscuit coming in. Tried a wrist shot. That one off a stick from Basic, the defenseman for Arrowhead. Ricocheted into the right wing corner. Now it's on the near side. Arrowhead digs it off the fence, and Biscuit with a nice stop at the blue line. Turns, guns one in. That off the stick of Bostrom into the right wing corner. And a shot from the point on the near side goes wide. Bostrom nicked that one into the left wing corner. Here is a good forecheck by CFM. It's Evelyn Pischer. Pischer rides the puck on the half boards, and now the pick. And it's going to be banked off the wall back out to center ice, and that's where CFM will set up shop. Here is Kinsley Cody. She's a freshman this year. And Cody's got it in the right wing corner. Cody glances this one around the bend. It's going to come over to another freshman, Brooke Robold, and a whistle stops play right here with 9:09 left to go in the first period. We're going to have a penalty, and this one on Arrowhead, so we're going to have CFM's first power play of the season.
Yeah, I've noticed some of the freshmen here are not picking up. They make short shifts. They're staying out there a little long, so it's your CFM, their lines are getting a little wonky right now. So hopefully, you know, for after the first period, Coach McHale is able to correct that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, you know, it's different from a practice. It's
absolutely.
In game action. So got to settle in here a little bit for all of us.
Just recognize when you can get off the ice.
Right.
Good face-off win again for CFM.
All right, we'll see the power play for the first time this year. Here is Diskin right now. On her right is Kinsley Cody. Top of the umbrella, and here is Lindstrom. Turns, spins, and it's picked and cleared back out to center ice by Arrowhead, and a high stick, played with a high stick. Kinsley Cody, and so it's going to come back, the drop in the
CFM. Yeah, you got to touch
CFM
that puck
zone.
There, you know, and Kinsley kind of, you know, was like, do I touch it or not?
Yeah,
but if you don't touch it, you're letting them come in on your goaltender.
Anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So let's just win the faceoff here, get a breakout, get back in there. You know, right? It was questionable. Yeah.
Get reorganized. 1:35 left to go in the power play. Shots 8-2 in favor of CFM, and they can add to that total right here if they can start to get organized in the zone. Now they kicked it around a little bit, and it's going to be swept back in the zone by the Warhawks. Breakout, here they come. CFM crosses their own blue line. Here is Lindstrom, takes the feed, and she'll float into the left wing corner, and now puts the pedal to the metal and went back to the goaltender. She cycles back to the left wing side, took a feed as she dropped it off the left corner and couldn't complete the play right there, and this one is cleared all the way down. So under a minute left to go in the power play for the Sabres. 8 minutes exactly left to go, first period. 1-1 our score. And here is Cody, Kinsley Cody. She's a tall player, freshman. Well, if she's matched up to Riley Biskin, that's a tall couple of tall defensemen.
Absolutely, and she has got a rocket of a slap shot.
Here is Biskin right now. She weaves her way up the ice and coughed up the puck, and it's going to be sent back down. CFM in the middle of a change there with a player. Geisler got out and couldn't stop the puck, so they have to get reorganized deep in their own zone. 17 seconds all that's left here. A power play that just hasn't been there. But it's only the first one of the year.
You know, they've had some, you know, good stick handling in the corner, some good cycling. But, yeah, we got to get some shots on net here.
Yep, no shots so far in this power play. Comes back to the point for Ellie Ash. Ash drops it right in front of the net. And the Warhawks back to full strength. Sabres had a chance but could not find the rock in front of the goaltender. And here comes the Warhawks across the line into the left wing corner. On this first line is Smith, and Showers has got it. Now McGinley back to the point. This one hopped over the stick of Van Son, who had their goal earlier this period. And they have to go back and hit the reset right here. 6:35 left to go, first period. WOGO and WOGO on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, and then you'll never miss a game. We'll have plenty of them this year. There's an intercept, a pickoff, and a shot on net by McGinley.
Great save by our senior goaltender.
Dowd, you know, with the save. Smothered.
Hash marks, get the puck right in front of the goaltender. Yep. You know, that's a tough one right there. Good job, Dowd.
6:24 left, first period. Shots 9-4 in favor of the Sabres. And the faceoff's going to come in the left wing wheel. This one comes around the boards. Allison Jew bypassed it, so it's on the half wall right now. For Lindstrom. Avery in a battle, a scrum down there, and leaves it for Joux. Now Avery crosses the line. They got 3-on-2, and it breaks down as it floats into the right wing corner. Brooke Grovold digs it off the wall and tries a shot that sailed over the goaltender. Ricocheted off the back wall. It's going to come all the way back into the CFM zone. Here's a shot that's going to go wide from Arrowhead as the defenseman comes off. Trying to get a rest here. And this one is now loose. Left wing corner in the CFM zone. Here's a shot up top. And that one blocked by the Sabres. And here they counter. This is Lindstrom near the end of her shift. Let's see what she's got left. Lindy moves in. Fires a shot. And she floated off to the left. Goaltender had the post. Right post. And swallowed that one up. And we'll have a stoppage right here.
Yeah, it was, you know, 1v3, I think, there for Avery, you know. So she got a bad angle shot, but still shot on net.
Hit a shot.
Good things happen. You get
some rubber on the goaltender.
Absolutely.
The face-off in the left wing circle, north side of the barn right now. 1-1 our score. CFM and Arrowhead. Co-op team out of southeast Wisconsin. Nice back check right there by the Sabres. That is Olivia Hare, and Hare's got it by herself, but she's surrounded by Arrowhead players in the powder blue and red uniforms with the red breezers. On the half wall, left wing side, is Evelyn Pischer. She turns, puts it on the forehand. Now it's loose in the wheel on the left side, and Arrowhead's going to come up with it and clear it out to center. Picked off right there by Geisler. And
who's Libby?
Yeah, boy. The
linesman, Tim Bowman, took a
Tim
dive.
Tim Bowman, he sure did.
Embellishment.
Wow. Give him two, huh?
Yeah.
Tim, took him a while to get off the ice. Here comes Ava McGinley. McGinley had it picked off the stick and wheeling and dealing is CFM. Now they get out in front of the net, trying to organize a breakout, and swept ahead here by Rupenthal. Cleared out to neutral ice. 4:02 left to go, first period. And it's going to be Ellie Ash retreating deep in her own zone, and Ash has got it right now. She'll work it off the inboards from right to left, banks it off the wall. And they finally get it out to center ice. CFM in the midst of a change. And 3:35 left to go here in the first period as an icing call is made. And we're 1-1. Scores on a power play at 3:52 by Arrowhead, and even strength by Allison Jew at 5:09 of the first, and that's been it so far. Shots 10-5 in favor of the Sabres. And this one is backhanded into the left wing corner. And the breakout going left to right to Kinsley Cody. They work it up the wall on the far side, swept ahead, but onto the tape of the Arrowhead defenseman, but an icy call right there with 3:19 left to go first period. Well, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large jobs, small jobs, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. So they'll drop the puck in the Arrowhead end of the ice. And the Sabres on the forecheck right now. As Lindstrom is pinched on the wall. She was working the puck in the right wing corner, hoping to find an opening, and then pinched off the puck. But an icing call right here against Arrowhead with exactly 3 minutes left to go in the first period.
Yeah, it looks like CFM's going to get a line change here. You know, the freshmen are finding their groove. You can see them just getting a little bit more comfortable, making some more aggressive plays. And obviously, Allison and Avery are doing a great job.
That is for sure. Yeah, they're
so
really
fast.
Putting the heat on. This one comes back to Geisler. Geisler tried to work it on the forehand and then lost the rock, and it's loose inside the attacking zone for CFM. Right wing corner is Pischer. Pischer coughed up the puck, and this one comes around. And stepping up to grab it is Riley Biskin. Hammered one off the back wall, and this one pops all the way back to the blue line, and Arrowhead's got it as they cross their own blue stripe out to center ice. Banked off the wall, but an icing call right here on Arrowhead. They've got the three lines, but they kind of look like more tired teams so far.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, they're icing the puck a lot. And, you know, CFM, they're winning the races to the pucks. And they're definitely controlling. You know, you can tell by that, the shots on net, 2-1 ratio there with 10-5. First line up here. Let's see what they can do.
Face off to the right of Bowman, the goaltender. Nice move on Fredo. That was Lindstrom with a backhand try. And Lindy tracked it down from behind the cage. And she rolls off to her right and will throw this one right wing corner. Got some forecheck help from Brovold. And let's see if the Sabres can get something on net right here. Held in for a moment by Ellie Ash, and then her shot was knocked down and clear back to neutral. And here it's dumped in by CFM. The Warhawks have it right wing corner. on the half wall now, picked off by the Sabres. Allison Jew with a chance, and now it comes back to the point. Stepping up was Cody to keep the zone, and this one laid softly on the goaltender, Bostrom, and she'll hang on to that. 1:36 left to go, first period, still tied at one.
Yes, it's a great game. You know, this is, I think, a really great start for CFM. They're controlling the play a lot and, you know, winning all the faceoffs. I don't think Arrowhead's won one yet. Of course, watch. Now they do.
Yeah, right.
There they go.
Yeah. The kiss of death, right?
Right.
This one floats into the right wing corner as CFM tries to pin it in deep. Three CFM players right on the near wall, and it's going to be kicked around the dasher. The hard around, it comes back to the point in the near side and floated on a wrister from Riley Biskin. I think she would prefer that one a little closer to the ice, but easily snagged out of the air by Bostrom, and we'll have another faceoff in the Arrowhead zone.
Back Wedge. To the faceoff win. We'll take that.
We'll call that a faceoff win. In the low slot between the wheels, it was Olivia Hare trying to spin and fire one. It got away from her. And Hare on the back check, able to knock it down in the zone. Let's see if we can collect the puck. Now it's banked off the wall. And Geisler has to go back to try to haul it in the CFM zone. Under a minute to play now in the period. And the breakout right now. And here comes Riley Biskin. She's got speed. Biskin moves in. Brad loads up a shot. It came off the goaltender's glove and ricocheted in the right corner. She was trying to go for a corner and just missed the net. Came off the goaltender's mitt and into the right corners. We're down under a half a minute left to go in the period.
Goalie barely got a piece of that one.
Yep. Just touched the rock as it came across the crease. Breakout pass. Tic-tac-toe. That was cut off by Arrowhead. And this one ricochets left wing corner as we hit the 10-second mark left here in the period. Oh, they had a chance. Arrowhead had a player down low, and it just kicked off her blade and went wide. And here's a shot on net. Dowd with the save. Boy, that's why as a goaltender, you got to play it right to the buzzer, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Those are just nerve-wracking when, you know, it's a goaltender parent watching that right at the end there, because you never want to go off of the ice at the end of a period with a goal against. So excellent job by Dowd, you know, standing tall. She hasn't had a lot of action this first period, but she was engaged the whole time and mentally ready.
Shots 13-7 in favor of CFM tonight. And, you know, if you're Arrowhead, you say we're still tied at one apiece here, even though the better shots have gone for CFM.
Right, the ice is definitely slanted in CFM's favor, but, you know, the score is 1-1, so
yep.
It's a great game for both teams.
Absolutely.
Great first period.
So, again, shots 13-7 in favor of the home team here tonight, but we're tied at one apiece. By the way, I had a text. Arrowhead played that football game I said today in Division 1, and we got a final. They beat Bayport 18-15.
Oh, wow, what a close game.
So they
game.
Are the Division I champions. I think that's their eighth Division I championship in school history.
Wow.
Now, we hope that the school goes 1-1 here.
Yes.
With a win down there and a loss here. But
yes, and then they can win tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah, they can beat Eau Claire tomorrow.
Yes.
That's fine with
that's
us.
That's fine. We'll let that happen.
Right, you bet. But here at home, we're all tied up with the Warhawks on the opening game of the 25-26 season. All right, we'll take a break. This is CFM Hockey on WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com worldwide, and on YouTube, our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That's worldwide, too. Connie and I will be back in just a few moments.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic? Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
One our count after one period here tonight. Opening period of the 25-26 season for CFM. They outshot the Warhawks 13-7. Just feel like, hey, if they can keep this kind of pressure going, this offensive trend, things should be looking up.
Yeah, pucks are going to go in the net. I mean, Arrowhead has an excellent goaltender. We saw that right at the beginning of the game. You know, she made an excellent save against Allison, who had, I thought, guaranteed goal.
Right,
but that goaltender was like, no, thank you.
it looked like money, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, and I was left a little speechless, like, how? But, you know, while she's a great goaltender and she's steady in the net, with that number of shots on net, with the shooters that we have coming at her, pucks are going to go in the net, and, you know, I feel very confident that CFM is going to keep getting better each period as players settle into their roles.
I think so, too. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're still trying to find themselves in a game situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Avery and Allison are used to skating with each other, but you add that third player.
Exactly.
They're not used to her, and she's not used to them yet. Yeah, and they've only had 8 practices.
Right.
And I know that, you know, there's been a little illness early on this season. So some practices have been missed. But, hey, I'd rather have the illness earlier in the season than the end of the season.
Absolutely.
So let's get it out of the way, build the immunity, and now, you know, have
run
a smooth
through the
sailing.
Locker room.
Yes,
absolutely.
Share the water bottle.
Yeah, you bet.
Yes.
So, pretty good period of hockey. We saw that with the JV team. That was a 6-4 win for CFM, and that one kind of went back and forth, and hopefully we can get a little eruption here to build a lead against Arrowhead. And then tomorrow afternoon, Brookfield, they're playing right now at Eau Claire. Don't know the score. They're playing the Stars. Do you have a score?
I'm going to find that out.
The Stars right now, and then they'll come north to Chippewa tomorrow, and we'll have them here on the air at Brookfield at 1 o'clock is puck drop. 12:40 will be on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, that should be a great game. You know, I love the afternoon games.
I do, too.
extra fun. But that, you know, Brookfield's a solid squad.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be fun to see how Eau Claire did compared to Brookfield tonight.
Right.
And then how, you know, CFM compares.
Yep.
But, you know, Eau Claire Stars, they have a deeper bench. You know, it's probably 3 lines they're running. But I would say the talent that CFM is bringing is, if not better, you know, same caliber. And I think CFM just runs a really disciplined game. You know, we see the short shifts, you know, really structured play, high expectations. And I think CFM is probably looking a little bit better than Eau Claire Stars this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll find out as we go through the season.
We'll find out, yeah.
Sure.
I'll see if we can find that score.
Okay. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics and CFM Hockey. Greg and Connie here, our radio producer, Zach Wycheck. We've got the crew here for television, the YouTube channel. Nick Carter Jager is on the grip right now. Sam Aberle working through everything as well, and Gavin Bovey. So we appreciate those guys very much and glad to bring it worldwide. It's a lot of fun not just to hear the game, but to watch it as well. And people from all over the country, all over the world for that matter, able to watch these games. And they put together a great show, our video team as well, our YouTube team. So. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's great that, Wogo is on the radio and on YouTube.
Right.
I've been enjoying watching some McDonald volleyball this past fall.
Yep.
And a little bit Max football.
Yep. Max won the state title.
They did last year.
Eight-man football, way
yes.
to go.
I mean, you know, their program was on death's door, you know, just like 6 years ago.
Exactly.
And it's just really exploded, and now they're going back up to 11-man.
Yep.
But that was really great to see. First time they won a state championship since 1989.
Yep, and congrats to Mark Maloney, the coach of the year, for his level, his division. And, man, what a great way to go out. Swan song for Maloney, and you win a championship. So.
Yeah, I don't know there's a better way to go.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You couldn't write it up any better
than
that.
That's a movie ending right there.
Yeah, right. All right, Connie and I will be back getting ready for the second period here. At the Chippewa Ice Arena, it is a non-conference battle tonight. The CFM Sabres hosting Arrowhead. And our coverage continues in 3 minutes here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, the team's back on the ice now for the second period. We're tied at one apiece as Arrowhead scored a power play goal at 3:52 of the period. And then just a couple of minutes after that, 5:09 of the first, it was an unassisted goal by Allison Jew, the superb
beautiful
sophomore. Yeah, and so the goaltenders swapping spots. Kennedy Bostrom on the south end of the barn here. And it is Aubrey Dowd who... Yeah, first shot she probably should have stopped, but she's got to get her sea legs here a little bit, too.
Yeah.
She'll be on the north end of the building here.
There's a lot of traffic in front of her. I was going to defend the goaltender.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, you know, a lot of traffic. I don't think she saw it till late and, you know, had a cold start where she didn't see any shots for the first, I don't think, probably about four minutes.
No, it's only seven shots for the period here.
Yeah,
so
yep.
Been kind of lonely.
Yep, but she's made some
the ice.
Clutch saves after that.
Tim Bowman's recovered from the fall. He will drop the puck here to open up the second period. And here we go. It is Paxton Showers for Arrowhead. They win the draw opening faceoff in this period. And they drop it deep in the CFM zone. Now it floats into the right wing corner. Biskin's right there. Headmans a pass to Lindstrom. She was cut off by Paxton Showers for Arrowhead. And this one... will dribble into the left wing corner. Now, here
nice,
they come.
Nice up by Broval.
It is Allison Jew. Nice lead pass here. Jew had the puck stripped off her puck, but she tracks it down and will take it back for Biskin. Biskin looks it over. Feathers this one to Jew along the wall on the near side. Just a few seconds into the period, it comes high in the zone. Kicked her out there. Biskin got a piece of it, but couldn't keep it inside the offensive zone for CFM. Now they regather, dump it along the boards, cut off by Arrowhead, and it's Geisler who comes up with the rock behind her goaltender. Nice back check there for a moment by Arrowhead, but they couldn't keep any momentum going, and this one gunned into the right wing corner by Geisler, and it's going to be Arrowhead's D that picks it up, moves this one to the left into the corner in their own zone. Picked across the zone, and it's going to be picked up by Arrowhead. A change. Ellie Ash now on the ice, and she's got a fresh set of legs, and she quickly moves into the zone. It's high on the left wing side along the dasher on the far side and thrown into the right wing corner by CFM. Ooh. And this one floats over the outstretched hand of arm of Dowd. Hit the back end, back wall behind her, and it's going to be cleared by CFM. Couple of minutes into the period here. We're all tied at one. And this one is cut off at the blue line and gunned in there by Ellie Ash. Goaltender maneuvered that one into the left wing corner, and it is CFM reorganized out at neutral ice, and Lindstrom has got it for the Sabres. Lindy wheeling and dealing. Now drops the puck back. Here is Ellie Ash. Loads one up. That one kicked off a skate off a defenseman basic right out in front of her goaltender. And it's loose out in front of Bostrom. Nobody there, though, wearing the home white. And this one off the window on the half wall. Nice Kinsley keep right Cody. There by Cody. But she could not find an opening to throw the puck in deep. And it's going to be played back to the CFM zone. Here is Arrowhead. They made a player change and had number 19, Julia Miller, down low, but couldn't find her with the puck. Loose in the right wing corner. Arrowhead steers it back for the D. Cut off right there by Brooke Brovold. And we have a delayed call coming up on Arrowhead. So CFM is going to go to the power play right now as Brovold was slashed as she came across.
Check. Yeah.
And so the second power play of the night for CFM. See if they can get some distance between themselves and Arrowhead right here.
Interference was the call. You know, I've noticed Coach Hogan made an adjustment on her second line. Libby Winch is no longer switching with Allison because Libby was kind of getting stuck out there as a freshman. You know, it's harder to learn that shift when you're used to different style of play in youth hockey. So now Avery and Allison are getting out there a little bit faster.
All right, 2 minute minor penalty on the interference call at 13:52 here in the second period. And CFM sets up the power play off the draw win, and this one is fired right into the glove of Bostrom on the left post, and she'll hang out of that for the draw in her own zone.
Yeah, nice to see Kinsley Cody being able to do that
hard release.
Hard
shot.
She's got a hard shot. Good wrist shot, slap shot, all of it.
A win by Lindstrom. Oh. Back to it was between the defensemen. I thought Cody was going to come over. Maybe she thought Biskin was going to get to it.
Yeah, just learning, you know, playing with new D partner there. Early season air.
So the Sabres have to retreat to their own zone.
And work
the power play down the ice, and they are back in right now. Here is Riley inside the blue line. Skirts off to her left. Drops this one off the fence on the near side. 1:25 left to go in the power play. They work at left wing corner. Lindy spins down there and tried to move through the left wing circle. Had it poke checked off her stick and dumped all the way down. Minute 13 left to go. First power play for CFM was not that great. They worked the puck around, just didn't get any rubber on the goaltender. And now it's out of neutral ice and a scramble for it right here. And they have to hit the reset button on the power play as we go under a minute left to go in the man advantage. Left wing corner now. It's CFM. They work it down low, and spinning was Yu. Tried to catch the goaltender off guard a little bit. She came from the left to the right. The goaltender moved with her, Bostrom, as Yu pulled the trigger on a hard shot, but Bostrom was right there.
Yeah, you know, quick turn. You look like you're going to pass out to the point. Instead, you do that quick turn and take a shot on net. Goalie has to be ready for that.
Yeah, and she was. So the face-off in the Arrowhead zone with 45 seconds left to go in the man advantage. CFM on the forecheck. They get it back to Cody at the blue line. Hensley drops it down low, takes the feed right back again.
Right there.
And a centering pass off the stick of Pischer. Tried to redirect that one, and it went in the left wing corner. They still own the zone, and a shot there by Evelyn. And that one off the goaltender's pads. Loose in the zone. Fisher's got it right now. We're down to 16 seconds left to go in the power play. Fisher moves from left to right. Fisher along the goal line. Spins, fires a shot.
Right there.
There's a slow mover. The goaltender couldn't find it, and it ricochets back out to neutral ice. I think it was so slow it caught Bauman off a little bit, the shot from Fisher. And now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey.
Here we go, Riley.
And here is Riley Biskin. Weaving her way across the line, and Biskin drops it left wing corner for Zhu. Now to Cody, and a hard wrist shot on the ice. Scooped up by Bauman.
Some great scoring opportunities for CFM. You know, a hard, low shot from Cody from the point, redirected. But, you know, the Arrowhead goaltender, she's standing tall.
She is, yep.
She's standing on her head over there.
She is really a salty redhead. She is not too big, but, boy, she's got great moves and great glove, and that time she used it to smother the puck as it came in. And with 11:29 in the game clock left here in the second, shots are 21-7, but the score that matters is just above that, 1-1 at this point.
Oh, kick out Avery. Now Allison's taking a draw. Yep. Let's still take that.
Well, there's a win off the draw by Arrowhead, but they ice the puck, and so it's going to come right back into the zone again.
Yeah, I mean, poor Aubrey hasn't seen a shot all period. You know, we're several minutes
in. It's pretty quiet down there.
You know, it's a tough role for a goaltender when you're not seeing active movement and shots. Absolutely, but. Yep.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. And we're proud to have Northwestern Bank with us this year for hockey. For CFM and Chi High. 11:15 left to go. Greg and Connie with you here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. As the puck comes loose out at neutral ice, it's going to be picked up now by Bassick. The defenseman moves and fires a shot. Steered into the left wing corner by Aubrey Dowd. And here comes CFM.
Two on one.
Maybe coming here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom dragged down. And she had a chance for a breakaway. A delayed call coming up on Arrowhead. Boy, that was almost a penalty shot.
Almost. I know she was in the
shot. There's a shot. It goes in from Geisler.
Taylor Geisler
lifted a shot from just inside the blue line, and I think there was so much traffic out in front of Bostrom that her head was pivoting all over.
Yes.
And nice shot. About three quarters up the net. So Lindstrom is going to get an assist on the goal. And there, the delayed call, so the call was delayed, so there's no penalty coming up here.
Yep, it was a hooking call.
It was definitely a hook.
An excellent shot on net by Taylor Geisler, just at that upper top corner there. I don't think their goaltender even saw it.
It was just all kinds of activity in front of her.
Yep.
So Taylor Geisler, great job by her, the sophomore defenseman. The assist going to Avery Lindstrom. There'll be a lot more points for number two this season as well. And the super sophomores, fab freshman last year, both get a point here tonight. Allison Zhu and Avery Lindstrom. And here is Evelyn Pischer. Pischer works the shoulder into the right wing corner. Now the drop pass for Lindy, and she lost it. It's loose along the wall and cleared back out by Arrowhead. 10-12 left to go in the period. Evelyn Pischer walks across the line. Drop pass right there. Came off the goaltender and redirected into the left wing corner as we hit the 10-minute mark left to go here in the second period. Wogo and Wogo YouTube Sports. And Arrowhead's got it now as they set her up a pass. Had a player right out in front. That was McGinley.
Ooh, Eliash's stick got stuck in the door.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Little gap there. That caught her stick.
Defensive break if that happens.
Oh, my gosh. This one floats in on the goaltender. Dowd kind of tied her up a little bit, but she able to knock it down. And CFM clears out to neutral ice here at 9:30 left to go in the period. Arrowhead drops this one in rink wide. It'll be tracked down by Cody. Kinsley will throw this one, cycle it off to the right side. And CFM will get it to Lindstrom. Hard lead pass right there. She couldn't cup it on her stick. And it's loose. Allison Zhu trying to get to it too, but here comes Arrowhead on the counter. Nice back check there by Lindstrom. She's got a chance. Lindy one-on-one. Zhu on her right, and the puck is poke checked off her stick.
We got a call on the Arrowhead.
Yep. Lindstrom is so fast.
So fast.
That it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for players, Connie. That's probably why they have drug her down a couple of times. You're just, you know, they didn't try to hide it.
They're actually calling Avery on that.
Oh, are they? Oh, body check.
Huh.
Oh, that was a frustration body check right there.
Yeah. I guess I didn't see that, but
I thought the penalty was going to be on the Warhawks player.
I did too, just because, you know, she got around him. She's, you know, that'd be really frustrating to play against her. She's going to, you know, out stick handle you, out skate you, and outwork you.
All right, the kill here for CFM. Zhu is on this along with Evelyn Pischer. You got Taylor Geisler out there and Riley Biskin on this penalty kill as the puck is inside the CFM zone up on the shelf right now. A couple of CFM players trying to get to it. Pischer down there. Here is Taylor Geisler harassing the Arrowhead player. She came around and we got a whistle. It was cleared out of the zone, but a whistle stops play right here.
I'm not sure what the call is for. They're calling Taylor for something.
Oh, my.
What'd she do?
So it's going to be a two-man advantage. Interference on Geisler, so a two-man advantage here. Power play for Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's not a place you want to be in a game right like this. You know, a really tight scoring game.
Absolutely.
But hey, if Allison gets a break here.
Allison Zhu to take the drop. Riley Biskin off to her right. And the other player out there is
Kinsley Cody.
Yep. So that's the three players for CFM, and they win the draw, and they dump it down. They need every clear they can get right now. 1:18 in the 5-3.
They keep it down low. Good
nice
job.
Play. Cut off there by Geisler. Or pardon me, by
Riley got that. Picked it off.
Riley got it.
Down low. Yep.
Okay. And cleared it all the way down. So a minute left to go on the 5-on-3, and then they'll have 25 seconds of 5-on-4. If Arrowhead is
Arrowhead can't control the puck, so this is great.
Yep. It's back in the Arrowhead zone.
They're trying to run a lot of stretch passes right now, but our CFMD are cutting them off.
Here they come in the slot area and a shot
on
net. Oh, the rebound! And a power play goal for Lahr. Dowd made the initial save. Left a big rebound out there. Lahr with a power play goal, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, you know, you leave that rebound there. I've seen that happen a number of times. They have to slide over immediately, you know, to get to that post. And yep.
So two power play goals here for Arrowhead here tonight.
Yeah.
Man,
yep.
Man.
Yeah, that's one I think that Coach Hogan wants back right now because that should not have happened. You know, they shouldn't have beat them to the rebound. We should have gotten there first. Especially when we had two players back. Mm. But you know what? They're young. We got to get this experience to
gotta
learn
work
these
the
things.
Kinks out here.
Sometimes you're learning, you know, is growing pains, if
exactly.
you will.
Exactly. Learn on the job, right?
Yes, yep.
Here comes Arrowhead right now with a 2-1 lead. Still a power play. Oh. And this one mishandled by Dowd and just kept out. Oh, she was so fortunate that the puck, instead of bouncing back, bounced in front of her. She just could not handle it with a glove. And Arrowhead's got it right now as they surround the net. Here they come in. And a shot taken right
Good
there
job,
by
Dowd.
Parsons as she walked to the hole and laid one in on Dowd. And Dowd looking a little shaky right now.
You know, I think it's just, you know, she didn't see a lot of action, and so now she is, and they're getting some scoring opportunities. So that's a mental toughness thing, and, you know, you're starting the first game of the season.
Yeah.
She'll be good.
43 seconds to go in the power play, I believe. Still got two power penalties up there, but it's 5-on-4 here.
Ellie Ash has made a great defensive play. They did the pass across in
Pitched
front of
Aubrey. Wall. Yep,
yeah.
And now it's cleared out through center ice. As we're down to just a few seconds left to go in the 5-on-4. Arrowhead players collide out at neutral ice. And the pick by Lindstrom. And it's going to be dumped all the way down by Cody with 6:35 left to go in this period.
I think they're going to be 5-on-5 here.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's up front for Pischer. Couldn't get to the puck. Couldn't put it on the forecheck, and it comes back to center ice here. Now
and
the
finally.
Teams are back 5-on-5.
Here we go.
And this is Ju. Ready
nice.
For action. Ju spins away from one check and fires a wrist shot that goes just wide of the net. Bauman might have got a little piece of that. And in the corner, tracked down there by Brooke Brovold. Brovold skating hard to the elbow, and this one's going to come around with 5:56 left to go. Still in the Arrowhead zone. Back check right there. Nice play by Ju. Allison couldn't control it as she spun around, looking to head to the hole with 5:44 left to go. The puck still planted inside the offensive zone for CFM.
Right here, Brooke.
And out in front was Brovold, who was hanging around in front of the cage. Had the puck come to her, but she was kind of tied up with the defenseman there.
Yeah, I've been watching her battle.
Yep.
All game, she's been, you know, she's just a freshman out there and played D, but she's battling out front.
Yep, she's not a big player either.
No, but they're not pushing her around. She's battling hard. She's
icing call here against Arrowhead. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action here. 5:21 left to go, second period. Arrowhead with a 2-1 lead on CFM. A couple of power play goals for them. CFM trying to mount a charge right here, and they've got the puck. On the near wing is Biskin, goes cross ice on the half wall now for Brovold, and who's going to come up with it? That's Lindstrom. Fires back to the senior defenseman, Biskin. Lindy dangling the puck, got past one player on the left wing corner, and this one dropped in back of the net as they try to cycle it around. It's going to come to Biskin on the near point. She'll slide over to her left. Guns one around, comes around the wall, but it's going to pop all the way back out to the CFM zone. It was Taylor Geisler backhanded one, but it came right off a stick of an Arrowhead player. And CFM's got to hit the reset right here. 4:31 left to go in the second period as the Sabres are forced to play from behind here as the puck pops over the wall and out of play.
Yeah, you know, every time that we miss the net when we're shooting hard like that, we're breaking it out for the other team. It's like shoot it's low true. Or shoot
yep.
accurate.
Yep.
That's just something that the girls got to start, you know, just learning.
Face off, glove side for Dowd. North end of the rink here, and this one goes right to the hole off the drop. That was Rupenthal taking the draw for Arrowhead. And there it is again. And who's going to come up with it?
Pitcher.
It's going to be Pischer. Evelyn Nas got the puck. Waiting along the blue line is Zhu. Just kind of walking herself into the zone, but it's the intercept, and Arrowhead's got it. Right wing corner. Now they try to set something up. This one dropped in back of Dowd. Arrowhead's got it. Puck kicked around. Arrowhead now turning it in the low slot. A shot on net. Dowd with the save. Rebound try.
Still loose.
And it's still right in back of Dowd. And who's going to come up with it? They try to center, and this kicked off the back of the cage. And it's going to come back to the point. Here is Arrowhead. Loaded up. That one shot over the net. Into the right wing corner. 3:42 left to go in the period. Arrowhead now pouncing on it. Working a hard forecheck. And it's on the half wall in the CFM zone. And Sabres need a clear right here. Got to get it out of there into the ice. And here is the player
three
that can
two.
Do it. It is Allison Zhu. Zhu moves in. Tries to drop it past the defenseman. Caught up with the puck herself. Centering pass for Lindstrom. Just out of her reach. And this one is tossed in from Biskin at the point. And Bowman's going to pounce on it and take the draw. 3:15 left to go, second period.
You know, he also fell in the JV game, so he might have a sore hip at the end of the night.
That's true. That is true. Been a rough night at the office, huh?
Yeah, yes.
3:15
Workman's
left to
comp.
Go. Right, 25-15, the shots in favor of the Sabres, but they trail in the game. And a shot on net with a screen out in front by Lindstrom. Hit number two, our number two, and bounced off into the right wing corner. Here is Arrowhead, the hard around. And this one comes high in the zone. Nice intercept there by CFM. Lindstrom had it, tried to dangle a bit, and Lindstrom doing a little dance, and Lindstrom now looking for her lumber as she bounced right into an Arrowhead player, and this one's going to come all the way back down to the CFM zone. 2:38 left to go in the period. They'll pivot and work it on the near side. CFM on the breakout, but punched right back in by Arrowhead.
Our lines are a little wonky right now, but hopefully we can get that back on track.
Biskin got it out to neutral, but pumped right back in by McGinley off the window and into the zone.
Here we go, Riley.
Right out in front.
She's
Riley
got a lot Vincent's of ice.
Got it. She works ahead of Steve across the line. She's got Brooke Brobold on her left here. Biskin moved it in the right wing corner. Couldn't center anything up. And Arrowhead now on the breakout pass, but this one got beyond the reach of the forward on the way into the zone, and an icing call right here on the Warhawks.
Only 2 minutes left in this period. It feels like it's flown by. Shots are 25 for the CFM Sabres. Only 15 for the Arrowhead.
Yep. 2-2 our score. Arrowhead scored first. CFM got a goal. And then Arrowhead with a 2-1 lead, and I should say CFM with a 2-1 lead. Arrowhead scored last, so we're tied at 2 apiece.
Two on one here.
Right now. Yeah, 2-on-1. Lead pass here for McGinley beyond her reach, and it floats into the right wing corner. CFM taps it toward the corner, but comes to the side of the cage, and they try to work it out toward the wall, toward the fence out there. And clicked up toward neutral ice. And here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom trying to hit Zhu. She's going to go to the hole herself. Lindstrom with a shot to put in.
Excellent job. Just put the team on her shoulders there. Excellent, you know, single effort there. Just beat the
just
D, cut in the
right
net.
In on her.
Walked in, yes. excellent patience on that as well. She didn't just shoot the puck as soon as she got to the net. She carried it across the crease and just tucked it in.
Well, the combo that we're going to see a lot last, we saw a lot last year and again this year, it was 2 and 16 this time. Lindstrom with the goal, Zhu with the assist. 15:37, time of the goal. And CFM back up on top on the scoreboard right now. 3-2 with 1:15 left to go in this second period. Heavily weighted in the shot department, but it's been a struggle here tonight against an outstanding goaltender in Kennedy Bostrom.
Absolutely.
Here's the puck, slides into the CFM zone. Working down under a minute to go in the period. And here is Biskin, angles this one off the wall on the left wing side. And it will slide into the left corner of the Arrowhead zone. And it's all the way back down to the CFM zone. Icing is going to be waved off. The hand was outstretched from Tim Bowman, but didn't call the icing on that one. Let's see if they can start to work the puck in the zone. Here comes Evelyn Pischer. Pischer down the slot. This one slides in on the goaltender. And a quick whistle right there.
Very quick whistle.
Bostrom really didn't have control of it, but they whistled it dead. And with 24.2 seconds left to go in the period, we'll have the face-off in the Warhawks zone. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 3-2 our score. Face off in the left wing. Left wing circle, left wing face off circle here, and CFM's got it right now. It was Lindstrom pinched on the wall, fought through that, got the puck on the left wing side. Here is Zhu, and it came off her stick. A scramble for it, now it pops back out into the CFM, into the ice. Tracked down by Cody as time expires here in the second period. Well, it's been a good battle so far. And
absolutely.
Right now, a 3-2 lead going into the second intermission locker room here.
Yeah, you got to be feeling good about that. That goal near the end of the period there for the CFM Sabres. That's huge going into the third period now. And, you know, I've noticed Coach Hogan is, you know, manipulating the lines a little bit. They're still finding their groove, so this is a good place to be.
Yeah, it sure is. And, boy, I tell you what, if you get the puck on Lindstrom's stick, Allison Zhu,
Riley Biskin,
their money,
yeah,
Riley Biskin.
Absolutely. Yep. They are all three are just offensive threats, you know, even with Riley back there at D. She, those long strides, she can get down that ice quickly and get around the other team.
Yeah.
We've watched her do that.
Shots 27-15. You said earlier that if you know, just keep throwing the rubber on the goaltender, something good is going to happen. I think it's starting to happen maybe here.
Yeah, it's starting to happen. And we had some really close calls down there. You know, I think two really high scoring opportunities that we weren't able to capitalize on. But, you know, as the season keeps going on, I think we're going to see more and more of those go in.
Yeah. All right. After two periods, it's CFM 3 and the Arrowhead Warhawks 2. You're on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Greg and Connie with you. Our radio producer is Zach Wycheck. And we've got the crew up here as well, Sam and Carter and Gavin, doing the TV thing too. So glad to be with you tonight. And we'll be back here tomorrow for Brookfield. Puck drop at 1 o'clock. Brookfield playing in Eau Claire tonight. And we'll try to keep track of that one a little bit too for you. But they're playing the Stars. Brookfield will make the short trip north to Chippewa Falls tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with our pregame show and puck drop at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So we'll take a break and back with more. 3-2 our score after 2. CFM leads the visitors at the Chippewa Ice Arena.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Aves. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
After two, it is CFM, the Sabres leading Arrowhead, the Warhawks 3-2. A couple of goals apiece in that period for CFM. Two goals in the second period and one in the second for Arrowhead. And it's a 3-2 score, shots 27-15. Just got a photo from Mike at the deer camp. They're watching this one at the deer camp. They got, well, you know, you don't think it's going to be that
bougie,
yeah,
fancy.
That fancy, that modern,
yes.
but you know, you think of a deer camp as just basically nothing but a roof over your head. But way to
yes.
go, Mike, and
absolutely.
I hope the hunt is very good. It's one of the most important seasons of the year, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Beginning of hockey season. No.
Yeah. Exactly. So have a good hunt, deer hunters, if you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube. And I hope it's a very safe and productive
yes, be safe.
Hunt for you, for sure.
Well, Eau Claire Stars, I just got an update. They're winning 4-1 over there at Eau Claire
wow.
Hobbs.
So what's that tell you?
Well, that tells that maybe Brookfield's down.
maybe not, they're not that good. We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow,
don't
yes.
want to get too far in front of us here, but yeah, Brookfield comes here tomorrow, but 4-1, okay.
Yeah,
so
yep.
maybe it speaks well in the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think for the boys' side for the last several years, it's been a very strong conference,
right.
And the girls' side, absolutely. You know, St. Croix Fusion, again, they've been winning the BRC how many years in a row? They're going to have a solid
yeah.
squad again.
Yeah.
They just have so much depth.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really great hockey
yeah.
here at Superior. They have a lot of young players that are very skilled, so they're mm-hmm. going to be a tough opponent to get your ticket to state. Got to go through Superior to get there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, both Arrowhead and Brookfield are in the Eastern Shores Conference. So this is really conference against conference. We've got Eau Claire playing Brookfield tonight, and
yep.
so it's Big Rivers against Eastern Shore here
yes.
tonight.
And the Bay Area Ice Bears, I believe, are the ones that are... I think they're in their same conference down there. I need to get more familiar with the
yeah,
conferences for the girls.
Southeast, hard to
yeah. where do they draw the line on the borders. Yeah,
exactly.
But they are definitely a powerhouse down there.
By the way, we're going to have that St. Croix Fusion game here coming up after the first of the year.
So that'll be a great
chance
game
to see them.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be a huge change from this weekend to January to see how the squad has improved.
Yeah,
that'll be exciting.
I'm sure. We're going to see them grow in front of our faces here.
Absolutely. You know, like kind of a fun story with both Brooke and her older brother Drew Broval, the starting goaltender for the Chi High Cards.
Yep.
They both started hockey late.
Huh.
And you know, look at you know,
like how late.
Drew was second year Pee-wee when he started. Yep, never had played hockey and goal. PVC team, no goalie, so he stepped in. And it worked out well.
Often.
Yep. Yeah, it worked out well for him.
He had a fantastic end of the season.
Oh, absolutely.
Year.
Stealing the game against Stevens Point.
Oh,
I mean, that's legendary.
Also.
Yes, and then Brooke, you know, also joined, you know, the same year. So she was, you know, a tad younger, but still old for starting hockey.
Right.
And she's, you know, just developed very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, they kind of, the siblings kind of push each other, too, a little bit.
Absolutely.
When they're playing the same sport.
Oh, yeah, you look at Avery
especially.
Lindstrom, you know, I think we've heard the Lindstrom name here for a couple of years for the Cards
and
hockey.
Many Lindstroms.
Yes, and, you know, she's definitely got two older brothers, and I think it shows her toughness. I'm sure she got pushed around a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In the house. You learn to survive.
Yes, absolutely. So she's not going to, you know, go down easy.
Right. Well, speaking of hardworking athletes, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. We're going to take another break, and puck drop just a few minutes away here. The decisive third period ahead on WOGO and the WOGO YouTube channel. Connie and I will be back in three.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Woo! Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Abes. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Greg and Connie back with you here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's going to be a tough one here for CFM to open up the lead at 3-2. A good battle with Arrowhead on a Friday night of hockey. More to come tomorrow. 1 o'clock puck drop with Brookfield. They trail Eau Claire by a 4-1 count right now. I would imagine probably about the end of the second period for that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the same time period now. And, you know, they have a freshman that scored two goals, Cassia Lehner, who is an excellent hockey player. Okay. So we'll have to watch out for her when our squads meet.
Definitely. All right, team's back out there. The Lindstrom line on the ice here. Brovo back up there on wing, the freshman. Allison Zhu flanked off to the left. And here is Riley Biskin. Clean win for CFM off this draw in the decisive third period here as it's up on the rail on the far side. And a whistle stops play right here. 16:49 left to go in the period.
I think they thought they tagged up in time, but the ref disagreed. Guess the ref is always right.
Yeah. Stripes are always correct. Here's Bowman right now. Tim Bowman, the linesman. Going to drop it just outside the Warhawk zone. Banked off the wall. And this should be an icing call on Arrowhead. So it's going to come to the north end of the building. Aubrey Dowd, been pretty quiet for her. 15 shots. And you can kind of tell she hasn't gotten a whole lot of work here tonight.
No, yeah. That's a tough spot, like we've said, for a goaltender to be. But let's just keep the puck down here and make it hard for this goaltender.
Absolutely. He's a really outstanding goaltender. Kennedy Bostrom, she's a junior. Played for the Junior Admirals as a freshman, then decided to play high school hockey. And so she's on this Arrowhead team. Dumped into the zone. Here's a chance. It is Zhu moves in, fires a wrist shot as she had the intercept in the zone. And that one fought off by Bowman. And another shot from high in the zone, and it's into the glove and held down there by the junior goaltender for Arrowhead. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneandFuels.com. Back to Biskin. Quick wrist shot. Gunned in. Cody. Cody.
They're both tall.
They're both tall, and they look very similar out there size-wise.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a heavy shot from the point as this one comes in behind the goaltender, Bauman, and rings around. And got a penalty called here on CFM.
Olivia Hare.
Yeah, a trip called. And kind of weak, and Hare puts her hand up like, what did I do? A trip call there, and Olivia's going to sit for two here.
Yeah, hopefully CFM has a better penalty kill than they've had, you know, earlier in the game. We cannot afford another goal on that penalty kill.
Yeah, kill not looking too good. We've given up two power play goals on two chances so far. Both Arrowhead goals are on the man advantage. Yeah. One was a 5-on-3.
So, yeah, you got to give them credit for that. But, I mean, a team that came in with a 14% power play.
It shouldn't be that way.
No.
Got to work on that kill here. Good chance to do it right now. Shots 30-15.
Oh,
we doubled up the shots. Yeah, there's still some water out there. And that grabbed the puck, and that allowed Biskin to find it and just hammer it off the window and all the way down.
We'll take it down there, yeah.
You bet. Still some ice. You can see it. all the way through from north to south here. Arrowhead's got it. This is Showers, crosses the line, got to the top of the circle, and it's ripped off her stick, and it's going to be dumped all the way down. So we've got Ju out there on the kill, along with Lindstrom and Cody and Riley Biskin on the four-man penalty kill here. Here is Biskin, goes cross ice for Cody, quick touch pass, and it went right to an Arrowhead player. They've got it right now, trying to set up their power play. And again, it hit some water behind the goaltender and just stopped. So Biskin had a chance to collect the puck, and Cody will aim this one out across the line, and he comes out of harm's way to neutral ice. Quick dump by Allison Ju, and they'll start to change up some players. Fresh on the ice is Evelyn Pischer. Still back there is Cody and Biskin, and Lindstrom still out there shorthanded. Biskin with a chance. Oh, she tried to roof the goaltender and just missed right in front of the goaltender. Bombich had the good idea, but couldn't quite keep it low enough, and it went over the crossbar. Now it comes back left wing corner. I tell you, she is such a sniper down there, isn't she?
She is, yeah. So she's got a very quick release on her shot. You know, it's hard for a goaltender to predict where she's going to go. Makes her very lethal.
Yeah, here comes Rupenthal for the Warhawks. She'll swing this one in the left wing corner, and players start to pile up in the elbow here. Loose out in front of Dowd, and nice clear by the home team. We're down to the final seconds, and that's it. So for once, we don't give a power play goal up here, and Arrowhead is 2-for-3 on the man advantage. They get it out of neutral. Here's McGinley trying to catch up to the rock, and it's back loose in the point in the zone, and picked up by Arrowhead. A shot on net, and it's off the mitt of Aubrey Down. Loose top of the circle. Who's going to get there? Poke checked ahead by Wench, but couldn't quite control it. And on the forecheck, Arrowhead's got it. And the left wing corner, try to dig it off the wall. Now it comes back to the defense, and that one ricocheted off the inboards. A shot by Van Saun, who's got a goal here tonight. Hard off the wall behind Dowd, and a battle for it in the right wing corner. Couple of CFM players, couple of Warhawks down there as well. The scrum continues with the puck right along the yellow stripe and now picked up by the Warhawks, peeled off the wall, loose out in front, and kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, man! What a shot! It was vapor against the goaltender Bostrom, and I'm sure it's going to be an unassisted goal for Riley Biskin. What a shot! And she beat the goaltender Bostrom, and now a two-goal lead.
Excellent play. She picked it up right in front of her own net. Went past everybody like it was nothing, like they were orange pylons. And then just a laser of a shot. That is a tough spot for a goaltender. Just above their leg pad, below their glove, it's that little triangle right there. It's just, it's difficult to stop, and especially a shot like that.
4:09, time of the goal here in the third period. And finally, a little bit of insurance.
Here we
Let's
go.
See if we can get some more. 16-2. And a pass from Ju to Lindstrom. Back to Ju.
Right
they
here.
Couldn't quite connect. And a shot on Lindstrom charging to the hole. And Lindy shot it off the goaltender. Now they're starting to scramble.
We got a
cross check. And Riley Biskin with a goal. And there was a penalty at the end. Biskin might have back-to-back goals here.
You could tell one was going to go in. I mean, they were peppering that goalie off the pipe. Brooke Broval just missed the net. And then Riley is right in.
So Biskin from Lindstrom and Allison Ju here in the third. And Riley's got back-to-back goals. And now it's starting to break loose here.
Absolutely. There's blood in the water, if you will. Looks like Avery and Allison got assists on that goal.
They sure did. 4:30, time of the goal, so just 21 seconds after her first goal of the night. Riley Biskin gets a second. And now,
here we go again.
CFM starting to build that lead and pepper the goaltender here. They lead it 5-2, 12:19 left to go, and the cream is starting to come to the top. There is Kinsley Cody, who skated down on the half wall, brought it back for Lindstrom, and she couldn't hang on to it. And Lindy's going to just walk it back into her own zone and hit the reset button here. 12 minutes exactly left to go, third period. CFM broke out last year, lost their first two games and had a tough opening part of the season, lost six of their first eight, but trying to get on the right side here right away this year as the puck is stopped by Bostrom.
Little after-whistle activities here. Fists are flying. Let's see if they take any penalties here. Maybe Arrowhead?
We might have an Arrowhead call here as it was getting a little chippy out there. A cross check on Smith, Rowan Smith. And so this will put CFM in their fourth power play of the night.
I think they're taking one from CFM for the retaliation hit. It might be Brooke Grovald.
Okay. Yep. Grovald, the freshman, will sit for a couple as well. Hit the
5-on-5 hockey.
The penalty
here.
Box. So.
Yep, so now these players won't come out until after a whistle, after the 2 minutes, which, you know, for CFM, that's a bigger deal, with their bench being
absolutely
shorter.
Yep, you got it. But we've got the three-goal lead. Shots 33-16 for the Sabres here tonight.
I think Dowd has saw one shot so far this period. And,
you're right.
There's a couple other freshmen that are on the varsity bench that they might see some ice time now with Grovald on the penalty box. Yep.
Well, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media challenge. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. All right, here's a drop inside the Arrowhead zone. And quickly pepper a shot. Bostrom, the goaltender. And back to the point. Another shot on net. Steered into the left wing corner by Bostrom. And CFM tracks it down. They've got it right now. It's Evelyn Pischer. Walked it back out to the blue line. Then had it swept off her stick. Picked off her stick. And they turn it back out to neutral ice and track down there by Arrowhead. Little confusion D to D, and Arrowhead got caught deep in their own zone, but they get it across the blue line and get reorganized. Now they go cross ice. Warhawks into the zone. Shot on net off the blocker of Dowd. She'll lay that one on the left wall, and Arrowhead's got it right now. Comes out for Sydney Parsons. Turns, tries to rip a shot on net. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Loose and a quick shot down low by Arrowhead. Rupenthal was right there in the grill of Dowd. Turned and gunned a shot on the goaltender. Dowd just kind of stood up and wouldn't let it get past her, and she'll hang on to that one as the net got off its moorings a little bit, and that'll be reset right now.
Yeah, right into the breadbasket. Hard to shoot through the goalie.
It is. 10:40 on the game clock left here in the third. Arrowhead with a clean win. They get it back to the point. Climbing in was Van Saun, who's got one of the goals here, one of the two goals for Arrowhead. And that was snared out of the air by Dowd.
Yeah, she had a good look at it from all the way in, and easy pick.
Here is Nissen to take the draw against Lindstrom. And Lindy will pivot and turn that one into the left wing corner. Now it's on the wall and peeled off there by Lindstrom. Lindstrom has got
London
Beyer, who gets her first shift out here on her wing. And Lindstrom's got it right now. Lindy turns, tries to maneuver toward the cage, and then had a poke checked off her stick, so she'll get to the puck. And a centering pass for Zhu. Turned and fired a shot, and that one into the mitt of Bostrom. So stop at your play here. 10:06 left to go, third period.
Got to be getting close to that 2 minutes for them to come out of the box.
Yep. That they don't put up on the clock, so we don't have really.
I didn't write it down.
No, that's okay. Well, they're out when they're out.
Exactly.
Here is Lindstrom trying to win a drop inside the attacking zone, the offensive zone, and it bounces around the back of Bostrom, and it gets past Kinsley Cody all the way in the CFM zone, and it's going to be picked up there by Arrowhead, and they put it in behind Down. Down kind of left all by herself, didn't get a whole lot of protection from the CFMD, and Arrowhead finds the back of the net to make it 5-3.
Yeah, absolutely. It really started right deep in the Arrowhead zone, you know, when our D missed the puck on the blue line there, and then they won the race all the way down, you know, and they got two shots on Aubrey before we even got there to help out. Can't get complacent against anybody, and certainly not a team that, you know, can put the puck in the net.
7:15, time of that goal.
Here we go.
For Arrowhead, and yeah, here we go. It is Olivia Hare with a shot right off the face-off, post-goal face-off on net, and save made by Bostrom. So third period goal cuts that lead to two now for CFM. And Arrowhead's got it right now in the breakout. I've got Rupenthal, the goal scorer here, and the assist went to Quinn Halverson and Allie Schuster for Arrowhead. Oh, yeah, Rupenthal from Halverson and Schuster to make it 5-3. Time of that goal, 7:15 of the third. 5-3, the lead for CFM. We're not home yet. 9:14 left to go.
A lot of game left, yep. Yes.
9:14 on the game clock here. Shots 36-21 in favor of the Sabres. And there's a shot on net. Fought off by Dowd. Ricochets into the right wing corner. Arrowhead's got it. They work it back to the D. Knocked down there by Parsons, who got it to her forehand, and it goes back of the net. And they're starting to punch at our goaltender now with the puck, taking some shots at her. And Dowd stood up tall that time, knocked it down at the post, and Arrowhead right back at it again. They work it right wing corner. A shot on net came off the shoulder of Dowd and ricocheted into the left wing corner. Dug off the wall right there. 8:34 left to go, third period. And CFM desperately trying to get it out of their own zone. They finally do as it will slide all the way down in the Warhawks zone, but a little too fast, and that's going to be an icing call against the Sabres.
Yep, Brooke Brovald's out of the box, so lines are back to where they need to be, and hopefully CFM can settle down and get the momentum back.
Yeah, get that three-goal lead here again.
Definitely felt the momentum shift on that last goal.
8:20 left to go in the game, or in regulation, and a 5-3 lead for CFM. And it's pinned up against the dasher behind the goaltender. Biskin in there trying to put a skate up against the yellow stripe here and keep that puck in, at least for a moment here. Now ripped off the wall by Arrowhead. Centering pass out in front, disrupted by the Sabres, and they finally get it out. Boy, it felt like an eternity in our own zone here.
Good stretch pass there for Arrowhead.
Counter right here by Arrowhead into the ice, and Biskin glances that one off the wall, and Arrowhead caught in offsides right now. Here's a breakout pass for Libby Wench, the freshman across the line. Wench harassed as she came in, bodied a little bit, took the shoulder, and a shot taken by Taylor Geisler.
Oh, Arrowhead players down.
Yeah. And one of the Arrowhead players is hurt. That is Rupenthal, who's on her back right now, so the players will skate to their benches, and coaches and trainer will come out here with 7:28 left to go.
Yeah, let's just try to get up and wasn't able to.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully it's
may have
serious.
Gotten hit in the back.
Yeah,
in the back here. So while they attend to her, let's take a break. This is CFM Hockey. Our score 5-3, 7:28 left to go, third period. CFM Hockey on WOGO Sports and our YouTube channel, and we'll be back.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Greg Stewart, Connie Feeney with you here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We're back to action after Rupenthal was taken off, got helped by a couple of her teammates, and it was away from the action. I didn't see what happened to her, but she was a hurting unit as she came to the bench here, so we wish her the best.
Absolutely.
As the puck slides out of the corner. It's in the CFM zone. A shot right on the ice, and Dowd couldn't handle it. Came off her glove and finally collected there by Zhu. Zhu to one on two. Let's see what she can do with it. Tries to split the D. Zhu into the left wing corner now. We'll pick it up and just dangle and buy some time here. Zhu turns, centering pass right there. Down low. Ricochets into the right wing corner. Allison's going to scoot to the bench now. And it's going to be Olivia Hare on the ice for her. Still inside the zone. It's Evelyn Pisher's got it. On the right side, tried to turn it on her backhand and beat the goaltender, and it just slid through the paint into the left wing corner with 15 left to go on the game clock, and an icing call here on Arrowhead. So one more should do it, I think, with 6:15 if we can be the next team to score.
Absolutely. It's imperative that we don't allow them, obviously, and then, you know, it'd be great to get that insurance goal right now.
Yeah. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open an account at rcu.org or at any RCU office insured by NCUA, Royal Credit Union. This is Emily Van Schaan. Van Schaan skates, just weaves her way up the ice into the zone, goes coast to coast. Now on the half wall, drops it off, and a shot taken, ricochets and behind Dowd, and loose out in front, and shot into the left wing corner. Nice job there by Kinsley Cody to keep it away from her tender, and it comes back out to neutral ice now as CFM starts to change some players out here, and Lindstrom back on the ice for the home team. Lindstrom just in the grill of the defenseman for Arrowhead, and it's kicked around out at center ice, and here is Zhu. Lindstrom on her wing. Zhu is going to cut off to the left and leave it softly on the goaltender. I think it just got a bit of an Arrowhead stick, and it was soft on Bostrom, and Lindstrom couldn't catch up to it. So got the two players you want on a two-on-one or two-on-two, but couldn't make it happen that time.
Yeah, just didn't connect that time, but it's always fun watching those two together.
It sure is. 5:10 left to go here in the third period. Sabres up by a pair, and it's going to be gunned into the zone by Arrowhead as they start to think of desperation here. We tick down below 5 minutes to go. Back to the point. Arrowhead's got the zone. There's the INT. It's on the half wall and lifted out to neutral ice by Allison Zhu. So now here is Zhu. Picks it up, walks into the zone, works a backhand off to her left for Lindstrom, and she'll wheel and deal, comes around the corner, and works it back up on top for Biskin. Olivia Hare back on the ice on the player switch right here. And this is O'Hare, tried to walk it to the hole, but couldn't manage to keep the puck on her stick, and goes cross ice And Arrowhead's got it, but it's 1-on-4. So the player not much of a chance that time. And CFM now with the breakout as we hit the four-minute mark left to go in the third period. Here is Arrowhead. They work it from the right wing wheel up through neutral ice into the zone. And that one's going to be smothered by Dowd. As she had a clean look at it, and we'll have the face-off in the Sabres zone. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. This one is dumped into the right wing corner in the CFM zone. Sabres are on it. And it's going to be walked out by Evelyn Fisher. Fisher had a body on her as she came into the zone and still managed to get it deep in the zone. 3:20 left to go, third period. Pops back out into the center circle. And Libby Wench is right there for Michaela Hogan's Sabres. There's the INT, dumped off the wall, and Biskin's got it for Wench.
Couldn't handle the pass, so it was a turnover.
Yeah, it was a hard pass from Biskin, or I should say from Kinsley Cody. And the puck is in the CFM zone right along the back wall here. 2:48 left to go. Sabres trying to run some clock here. And this is Lindstrom, who comes in and dumps a shot on the goaltender, Bostrom. Bostrom had the post and makes that save.
Made a great save, yeah. Avery Lindstrom coming in, yeah, right there. That close, taking a shot. It's a hard one to make.
2:38 left to go. Shots 38-25 for the Sabres on their
good
home ice, their home
win.
Opener. Nice win. They got it back to the D for Cody, but couldn't get it through the traffic. And here is Julia Miller. Miller into the zone. Good pick right there. Biskin's got it. Tried to feather a pass ahead for Zhu just beyond her reach, but Allison tracks it down in the corner. And here is Evelyn Fisher. Picked up the loose change, and now the pickoff, and it's Arrowhead with the puck inside the zone. Nice poke check right there from Biskin. She'll tie it up along the dasher on the far side. Three players get in there for CFM, trying to dig at it. Two for Arrowhead. Biskin content to run some clock here, 1:52. Just keep that thing pinned up against the yellow stripe, and finally comes loose. And it's going to be cycled around the boards with a minute 45 left to go here in the third period.
Thought maybe Arrowhead would pull their goalie, but it doesn't even look like they're going to do that.
Not yet, anyway. A minute 35 left to go. And
they might now.
Now they might, because this is going to be an icing call against CFM.
Yep.
It's kind of a gift
call
for them.
Yep.
Yep. Arrowhead's going to use their TO right here. So we'll take it with them. Back in a minute. It's 5-3 CFM over Arrowhead. Minute 29 left to go in the third period. We're back in a minute. This is Wogo Sports on YouTube and CFM Hockey on Wogo Radio.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wurzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
89 seconds left in this one. Arrowhead still trying to look for the miracle if they can. And they've not pulled their goaltender, Connie. I thought that this would be a chance for them to do that and take a chance here. They're down by two. I don't quite get that.
I'm guessing they want to make sure they win the faceoff, given that they haven't really all gamed. But
well, they're down by two.
No, they're not even pulling her.
No, she's going to stay out there.
Ooh.
And there's a chance by Arrowhead, as it was Linda Bassick who pushed that one. She was right in front of Dowd, and another shot on goal fought off by Dowd. 1:10 left to go in this one. Goaltender's still in there. Arrowhead owning the zone. This is Emily Von Schaan with one of the goals here tonight. Rifles one in. There's the intercept, and CFM breaks out, and it's Allison Joux. Joux dangles across the line, fires a shot. Save made by Bostrom. Joux tracks it down herself in the corner. Now they just need to keep the puck pinned at this end of the ice, and a shot on net by Lindstrom, and the save by Bostrom with 44 seconds left to go.
Yeah, interesting strategy there.
Yeah, I don't get it either. You're down by two. You have an offensive zone faceoff. You
and then
wouldn't have a better chance than
that.
It. They did.
Yeah, so I thought maybe they want to win the faceoff. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess here we are.
44 seconds left to go. Clean win by CFM. They've got it in the zone. They'll drop it back off the backhand to Lindstrom in the corner. Tries to rag some time off the clock right there. Dumped in off the end boards behind Bostrom, and CFM still has it. And it ricocheted off a player from the pass from Lindstrom to Joux. That one went right on net. And
that easily could have gone in.
Yeah, it could have. Bostrom had to be right on that one. She had to keep her head on a swivel right there. 24.9 seconds left to go. Looks like Sabre is going to win their opening game this year. Here is Lindstrom with the faceoff. That one got away from her. She tried to backhaul it for Riley Biskin, and it's in the zone, but an offsides call right here on Arrowhead with 14.4 seconds left to go.
I think Arrowhead was a little upset with that offsides call. They thought for sure it wasn't off, but I'm glad it was.
Yeah, time running out for the Warhawks here. They'll play at Eau Claire tomorrow, and we'll trade teams. Brookfield will come this way to play Chippewa, and we'll have it, Chippewa teams, Menominee, CFM, we'll have it for you at 12:40 pregame. Oh. There's a shot laid off the backhand on Dowd. One final save in the game as time runs out. And a 5-3 win for CFM here. Shots are 41-26 in favor of the Sabres. And unlike last year where they came out of the gate with a couple of losses in a row, they win this opening game, and there's going to be a penalty at the end of the game on Cody, body check. I don't know, what do they do with a penalty at the end of the game?
I think they just document it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just write it down.
It goes in the books.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about high school rules, but I know in youth hockey, if you get four penalties in a game, you're out.
Right.
I don't know what happens.
I think there is a limit for high school, but we'll have to check that.
Yeah.
That stat here, but nice win for CFM. I think they got their sea legs here a little bit. And,
yeah, absolutely. Great first game.
We'll talk with Michaela Hogan on our post-game show. She'll pop
She's
up here
be
shortly.
Happy with the showing of her young squad.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So we'll catch up with her on our post-game show. Our Holly Bobby Names You Know stats recap ahead, too. We'll take a break and wrap it up from the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Oh, nice win for CFM tonight over the Arrowhead Warhawks. 5-3 victory. And it's been back and forth a little bit in the first couple of periods, but the cream rose to the top in the third period. And Coach, nice win. Unlike last year where you opened with a couple of losses, nice to get on the W side right away here.
Yeah, it took us a while last year to get in the win column, but tonight we played a good, solid game. JV won as well. I think that's JV's first win since maybe the 2020 season.
Wow.
So,
since COVID.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, man. So, you know, it just feels good to kind of go 2-0 as a program tonight.
Yeah, JV 6-4 win in their game, 5-3 for us, and all around, I mean, shots were heavily in our favor tonight. So you could see that, you know, if we could just get the putt, they had a really good goaltender here tonight.
Yeah, once she settled in, she didn't let much go. Right away, there were some rebounds floating around that I feel like we should have put away.
Yeah, you're right.
She did button those up towards the end there. But we did learn you got to shoot the puck, right? I was giving Riley Biskin some crap because it came down on that same play that she ended up scoring on and missed the net two or three times before that, and then she finally hit the net, and lo and behold,
did.
It goes in.
Two
and then,
times in a row.
Yeah, and then the next puck that comes up to her, she hits the net. So when she came back to the bench, I was like, that's all.
Yeah.
You hit the net, good things happen. Like, you're 2-for-8 today, and they both went in.
This, right? Yeah, her goals were 21 seconds apart.
Yeah, just a laser, that second goal. Or I think it was a second goal. But otherwise, like we talked about earlier, you miss the net, you're breaking it out for the other team, and that is frustrating.
Yes, that is exactly. And we've been harping on that. It goes back to last year. When you're missing that far side from that top point, it is. You're giving your partner a hell of a time to have to get across the ice and try to keep that puck, and it's a free breakout. It's a free turnover. But, I mean, we've been working on it. You know, she put two good pucks on net. And then she has, I think, the other D set owes her one. I was hoping she could get three in a shift, and then the other D set pulled her off pretty quick after the second one.
They wanted a piece of the action out
so
there.
So what do you think of your freshmen, you know, newcomers? How did they play tonight, your estimation?
I think they played tough. The two forwards especially, Libby had some really good battles in front of the net, Brooke as well, where they kind of got their skates in the ground and had some chances at some rebounds right away. I could tell there were nerves there. There were a couple times where they panicked with the puck, but really seems like they came into their own. Kinsley on the blue line did a great job. She made some really nice reads.
Yeah.
She sees the ice so well. So that's going to be huge for us. She can get, you know, we can get three quarters up the ice really quickly with how quickly she moves the puck.
Absolutely, yeah. You get the girls used to those harder passes from her and Riley. You're going to be moving, you know, the stretch passes are going to be just golden at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Great vision with both of them back there.
Yeah, it was a quiet night for Aubrey. I think it affected her a little bit. She didn't look like what I thought she should look like at the first game. But
Yeah, that first one, power play, I thought our box was set up well. Aubrey, after the first, straight up said, I know what I did. I saw the puck the whole way. I dropped. I need to stay on my feet. I'm going to tell you what, that's mountains ahead of where we were last year, where that play would have stuck with her and she would have had trouble getting over it. She analyzed it. She said, this is what I have to do better next time, and it was gone. So I have to give her props where she's come in the last year from the mental standpoint to just be able to brush it off.
Short memory.
And that's it. The second goal, I can't really blame her. She made the first save, and then we let the girl beat us to the rebound, right? Yep. To me, that's a hustle play for our D and our forward getting back. That one, we have to take completely.
She stopped the first shot, then they got the rebound in, it's tough as a goaltender. I think, Aubrey's got that mental toughness for sure, but when you're cold and then you're seeing a hard shot, that is a very difficult spot to be in for any goaltender.
We struggled moving bodies in front of the net tonight. It became really evident in the last kind of run there where they were coming in hard, but there were a lot of girls standing in front of the net without a number on them. Got to get that addressed, have some toughness out there. We also have to cover pucks. Sometimes they're bouncing around and you got to figure out a way to get a glove on it, but our presence in front of the net was slim tonight on the defensive side, and that's something we need to clean up.
Great first game. You have young players.
Oh, I've been so negative.
Yeah.
Right,
we just congratulated 40 years
kind
of positivity.
We're walking you into all this.
It's great.
It really was a nice win. Yes. I tell you what, it's going to be a whole lot of fun to see these super sophomores. Zhu and Lindstrom is just unbelievable.
Their
speed is fun. The shot she puts on the goaltender. Some of them didn't go in, but unbelievable shots.
Yeah. Avery was a little handcuffed a little bit tonight, tried to go short side a couple times and missed the net. She was nervous at first and kind of getting on herself, but she settled in there and started to control the game, which is what we need her to do. We need her to be the best player on the ice.
Okay, well, the nerves out of the way. We've got a game tomorrow. This first one's in the history book, so Brookfield tomorrow, we know they beat... Eau Claire beat them.
Correct.
What was the score again?
6-2, but empty net goal. So.
Empty net, okay.
Yes. Yep.
So don't know anything about Brookfield. I don't know if you do or not, but we'll see them tomorrow.
No, we haven't seen them recently that I know of. That was kind of nice, too, was to get some other teams through our rink.
Yeah, exactly.
And, we'll come. I think if we come with the same firepower, the same attitude, they go to bed tonight, get rested. 1 o'clock is a quick turnaround, but...
They have a hotel. We don't. That's home advantage
Exactly.
It's huge.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go and bring the firepower and see if we can put another 5-6 in that.
Okay, we'll be here with you. 12:40 pregame tomorrow.
Beautiful.
See you then.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
All right, Michaela Hogan on our postgame show, and we'll take one more break and come back here and wrap things up with our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovee.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, the season off on the right foot here tonight as the Sabres welcome Arrowhead into the barn today and beat them 5-3, shots 41-26, pretty dominating win. Even though, you know, two goals is not a overwhelming victory, we'll take it because CFM looked good and it got really a whole lot to build on. So it's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The Sabres kind of got off to a rough start here. They gave up a power play goal in the first period, 3:52 of the first, and they got down right away to Arrowhead, but then they fought back in this game as the Sabres did pick up a couple of a goal in the first period to tie it up at 5:09, and that was Allison Jew, a beautiful goal at 5:09 of this first period. And then in the second, it was Avery Lindstrom, and Lindstrom was all over the ice tonight. She picked up a couple of assists and a goal. Lindy with a goal at 15:31 of the second period. And then also in the second, prior to that, 6:19 of the second, it was Geisler with a nice shot, heavy shot from the point, and Lindy got an assist on that. So a couple of goals there in the second, and then two more in the third. The first one at 4:09, an unassisted goal by Riley Biscuit, the first of two, and then 21 seconds after that, a power play goal. It was a lot of traffic and confusion out there, and Biscuit buried the rock at 9:30, the assist going to Avery Lindstrom and Allison Jew. So both those outstanding players, Jew and Lindstrom, picking up some important points. You with a goal and two assists, and Lindy with a goal and two assists here tonight. So I tell you what, they're almost unstoppable out there, especially the two working together.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a defenseman in this BRC, you're going to be worried about those two when you play them.
Right.
And they have more than just one trick up their sleeve. They're very creative with the puck, and they move the puck well, and they have their heads up. I mean,
they're fast.
I mean, and we saw that today. You know, they're able to get around everybody, and then you add in Riley, who can step up and join the rush,
right?
Who's equally as fast and equally as skilled, as we saw that I think was that fifth goal. It just a laser.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It was. So if these young kids, the freshmen, can kind of grow into the role, they can could be a big impact for this team.
Oh, for sure. And you could see Brooke and Libby both battling out there, you know, really just taking up space on the ice and, you know, unapologetically just, you know, they're not going to bend over for everybody to get out of the way. They're not going to make themselves small.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So a nice win to open up the season. And they are 1-0 on the 25-26 campaign. And a short night. We'll be back here tomorrow for Brookfield on the air at 12:40 for our pregame show. Drop of the puck is at 1 o'clock against the Brookfield Glacier. So we'll wish you a very good night for our crew here. For Connie Feedy, I'm Craig Stewart, and our television crew here, the YouTube crew, Sam and Gavin and Carter, appreciate them. And our radio producer has been Zach Whitecheck. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:40 pregame from the Chippewa Ice Arena, Brookfield, and CFM. Until then, have a very good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels. Metropolis Resort in Action City. Check Law Office. Post Glass and Mirror. And Bargain City Superstore. Thank you for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.